Rugby league update. I talked about Anthony Milford the other day, and we all love the MILF. There's no two ways about it. He was seconds off winning a Clive Churchill medal in 2015 for the Brisbane Broncos. He obviously started his career in Canberra, went to Brisbane, but Wayne Bennett's had a soft spot for him for a very long time. Now, I'm going to double down on the fact is that South Sydney, he will, although he was poised to sign with South Sydney, he definitely will not play for South Sydney this year. That relationship is done between Milford and South Sydney. I'm led to believe, with some information I've been getting over the last couple of days, that the Newcastle 12-month deal is a lock. Remember, they lost Mitchell Pearce.
Yeah, he's headed to the Super League.
So Anthony Milford fills a real void for the Newcastle Knights. So if you're a Newcastle Knights fan, you're going to get Anthony Milford as your player for 12 months, which, not a bad pick. Everybody's saying, how is he fitness-wise? Well, he's been training personally with a very, very highly respected strength and conditioning trainer away from it at the moment. I'm led to believe he has been absolutely training the house down. He's still got a little bit of a way to go because weight's been an issue for him of recent years. But they tell me he has been training the house down. But the big news is, and it is a lock it in. I said it the other day again. He'll play at Newcastle this year, but he will definitely be a Dolphin next year. There is no two ways about it. That deal is done. They will announce it shortly. That deal is done. It's
Liesl,
a done deal.
You're getting the MILF as a Dolphin.
Yep.
Yeah, how good is that? The Dolphins are just looking better and better, honestly. I just feel like this team is coming together so nicely.
Yeah, don't you think?
I agree.
And you notice that as the Dolphins are coming together, Liesl is getting slightly louder and louder in her support of the team.
Well, there will be an announcement about that because the Dolphins have made inquiries. I've fielded inquiries from Terry Reader, the CEO, that has said to me, we didn't realise just how much of a Dolphin Liesl is. I mean, you started your 25, your home, you went to high school there, your pool where you went to your first Olympics is from there, you started off training at Burpengary, that's in the Moreton Bay area, like, she is a Dolphin.
My first house was in Redcliffe. It was over the road from the Dolphins, honestly. Well, actually, I've got a key to the city of Redcliffe.
You're kidding. Hold on.
So are you telling me...
She just drops that little nugget at the end.
Sorry.
I'm just making a note.
You have a key to the city of Redcliffe.
An actual key?
Did they get where?
It is an actual key.
Okay.
But are you telling me, Dobbo, and Liesl obviously can't for, you know, privacy reasons or whatever, that there could be an official position for Miss Jones?
I will say this now. I would put odds on favourite that Liesl Jones will be an ambassador and involved with the Dolphins. And I've spoken to her about this, but we will get Terry Reader on at some stage in the next couple of weeks because he is all in, and he came to me about just how important. And if you've got the keys to the city of Redcliffe,
she can let herself in the back door.
Shoe in. I'll be in the back door.
She should have been
the CEO. Guys, we've got the key to the bar. Everybody's welcome.